Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The genetic modification of plant species is a contentious topic. But as William Powell, professor of forest biology at the State University of New York's College of Environmental Science and Forestry, explains, genetic modification may be the last hope for some tree species.
Our forests and trees in general are under attack by exotic pests and pathogens. They make up an impressive list, including hemlock woolly adelgid, dogwood anthracnose, walnut thousand canker disease, sudden oak death, butternut canker, beech bark disease, and emerald ash borer. Recently, citrus greening in orange trees has become so severe in Florida, it might soon be the end of inexpensive orange juice. These new environmental plagues in many ways mirror what happened to the American chestnut tree. What lessons have we learned that might help us today? First, as with human health, prevention is the best remedy. But even with the best measures, sometimes pests and pathogens slip in. Containment and eradication is the next defense, although this usually only works early on. Too often, once a pest or pathogen is discovered in an area, it is already spread extensively, so the only thing we can do is adapt. Adapting includes control measures, such as using pesticides and horticultural practices, and/or developing resistant trees. While breeding trees with similar but resistant species is the traditional method, the approach we've taken with the chestnut is to use modern biotechnology techniques to add just 2 to 4 genes to enhance blight resistance, so the tree will retain all the desirable traits of a typical American chestnut tree, such as its majestic height and girth, but also be able to survive the blight. It has taken us 23 years of research by many people, but we have found a gene from breadwheat that detoxifies the acid used by the fungus to infect the tree. Field trials are underway, and we are very close to beginning the restoration of the American chestnut to the forest. But we must be patient, as the old Chinese proverb advises, one generation plants a tree, the next generation enjoys the shade.
That was William Powell of the SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.